This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
At about 7:15. So if you want to join us, please let us know. Just let the office know. Then on that note also, next Sunday, for those of Gaanspaai that are here, the aanbidding centrum het hulle jaar eindfunksie, so they are having a service at night in the evening. So we're not going to have an evening service, an afternoon service, but you're more than welcome to join them for their service that starts at 6 o'clock. So next Sunday afternoon there won't be a service from 4 to 6 in Gaanspaai. Then lastly, the VAC is also starting. As you all know, the matrics are finishing off and they're all coming. But not all of them, but many of them are coming to Hermanus to celebrate. And we again have a subtle service going to drive the kids around, to keep them, those who are under the influence, off the street, and more specifically to protect those that are vulnerable during that time from those who are preying on their vulnerability. So we still need drivers again this year. So if you are able to drive, please contact Christopher and we'll put you on the list. But also this year we have got 2 outreaches at night, during the same time as all the other club activities are happening, so that we're going to invite all the people that we shuttle to our events that's happening on the Saturday and the Sunday evening. And we need volunteers also to help there. So if you can join us, especially for the subtle service, and then, great. This morning, as we out in nature, and as I pray, just celebrating God together, I'm always so excited to see people coming together. And the reason that we're coming together is because of God's love, because God loves us, because of what He has given us. Because of His grace and His mercy, we are here today. Because of the sacrifice of His Son. Because of this great love that we have gathered together. And in essence, we are here to respond to this love. To respond to God's love towards us. The fact that He first loved us. The fact that He sacrificed for us. We come because we want to say thank you. We want to worship this God that saved us. And this week and the weeks before, I was just really praying and thinking about next year and seeking God's heart for us as a church for next year. And the one thing that God impressed on my heart is to start building church the way He sees church. We can so easily fall into the structures and the patterns and the wisdom of this world, even as we build church. But I was just asking the Lord His heart for church. What would He like us to be? How would He like us to be? And how would He like us to live our lives as church together? And I guess one of the key things is really this concept of love. If there's one thing that stands out in our relationship with God and His relationship with us, is this one very powerful word called love. And I want us to share a few thoughts around this concept of love from a biblical perspective and from God's Word. We all know this is a very well-known concept, John 3 verse 16, where we know that God loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And like I said earlier, we are here because of this love God has towards us, saving us through His Son. But more than that, not only did God save us, He actually adopted us into His family. He actually, after He saved us, after He's washed us, after He's redeemed us, He says, but I want to be your father. I don't just want to be your God. I want to be your father. And therefore, I want you to call me your father. And I call you my children. You are my sons and you are my daughters. And this is an amazing picture of God's love towards us. But it also gives us insight into his heart and expectation in the way we should relate to one another. Having the same father and being called sons and daughters, we are one big family. And that's why also today is special for me, because we can celebrate together as family and have fun together, because that's really part of God's heart for church. It's that we should know that he loves us, but that we should also love one another. Jesus was asked, of course, that well-known account when Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus responded by simply saying that you must love God with everything. Don't worry about my notes. And that you must love each other. You must love your neighbor as yourself. It's powerful in how God expressed his desire from us. This is what I expect of you, is to love me, but to also love one another. And so that's very powerful, and that's central to the gospel, it's central to church, is that we ought to love one another in the way he loves us. So then Jesus, of course, at the final dinner with his disciples, he gave this instruction. He said, by this the world will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. He actually starts off by saying, I give you a new commandment. And this commandment is that you must love one another. It's very powerful. Jesus' last dinner with his disciples gave this instruction. I give you a new commandment that you must love one another. And then he goes on and he says, by this the world will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So the central aspect of church is not just coming to love God, but actually to love God through loving others. This is how we express our love to God. We express it in many ways. We express it in the way we worship. We express it in our devotion. We express it in our prayer and our studying and hunger and thirst to know God. But from God, what pleases God the most, what glorifies God the most, is when we love one another the way he loves us. Because God is love. And when we start to love one another, we manifest God. And as any parent will testify who has children, one thing that gives us greatest joy as children, when we see our children, our kids, play together and love one another and enjoy each other. As parents, we love it when our children actually enjoy one another. And we constantly encourage them to love their brothers and sisters and to love each other. God is no different. As a matter of fact, God has designed us to reflect who he is so that we can understand his desire. And God has the same desire for us, is that we should love one another. In 1 John he says, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been made perfected in us, or completed in us. And this is really what I want to encourage us for today. This is really why we are here today, and we're just having fun together. Because church is about having fun also. It's about loving and getting to know one another. If we want to really glorify God, we glorify him through loving one another. Because like 1 John says, if we love one another, God abides in us. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God abides in us. If we love, we manifest God. And that brings glory, that brings honor, that brings joy to God. Because then the purpose of his Son is complete in us when we start loving each other. And this is really what I want to encourage us for today, that we will start seeing church in the way God sees it. Church is not coming together in a building. Church is loving each other together for his name's sake and because of his love. That is how we glorify God most, when we love God and we love each other. That is when God is manifested most in and through us, when we love God and we love each other. And it's not just loving our friends. It's loving all the children, all the brothers and sisters. So I want to encourage you today, as we spend time together with activities and fellowship, I want to really encourage you to spend some time with those you do not know yet, your brothers and your sisters. It's in doing that, in getting to know one another and loving one another, that God is most glorified in you. And Lord, I pray for this grace. I pray, Lord, that you would enable us, Lord, to love each other the way you love us. Lord, that we will not be self-focused, but the other-focused, as you were in heaven when you saw us. Lord, you were not concerned mostly about yourself, but about us. And Lord, so we ask that you will grant us, that you will come and impart yourself into us more, that we'll be able to love the way you love us, so that the world may know we follow you. And we thank you for this, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.